Several major stakeholders in the $2 billion I-81 replacement project will gather virtually Thursday to explore the ways to ensure city residents can benefit from it. It's being billed as the I-81 Jobs Big Table Meeting, and we're checking in with some stakeholders, including the Urban Jobs Task Force. President Deka Dansel calls the meeting a good start to securing a commitment to community workforce and project labor agreements for historically disadvantaged workers.
If we do not do that, we will continue to see the outcomes that we see in our construction trade industry, right, which is mostly dominated by suburban white males. We want to make sure that people that live in the city and people that are not white, as well as women, are able to benefit. And of course, we also want the unions to be able to secure their jobs. We don't want somebody from out of town coming.
Other stakeholders at Thursday's meeting include the trades, state DOT, and key elected officials, including Mayor Ben Walsh. Dansel hopes all will offer innovative ways to maximize local hiring through policy, legislative, and regulatory actions. She says later phases will involve more community and educational partners.
We're going to need our OC and BOCs. We're going to need our OCCs. We are going to need community supports that may be able to break down some barriers. So who can help with childcare? Who can help with transportation? Who can help get funding for training? Who can help with recruitment?
As for the future of I-81, the federal government received the state's draft of its preferred community grid option about 2 weeks ago. There's no deadline for them to respond. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.